everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back this week to talk to Veronica, ask her a few questions, and also we always talk about our pets, and I'd like to give the update that for the first time in about 6 months, I do not have a sick dog in my hands. I'm very, very excited about that. I had four different things. I had Guinness, he had the herniated disc, and then Biddy had kidney failure, then she had a hole in her lung, and then we had Nellie, who had a stroke about 2 weeks ago. I'm happy to report that everybody made it. Nobody died. I am going to be a vet tech, I think. I think I'm at least going to put that on my resume because I have learned so much in the past 6 months about how to take care of things and how to do things that I feel like I should be a vet tech as well. I've learned a lot. And I'm really hoping I don't have to use those skills too much. At least give me, you know, give me a week or two just to relax here because it's been pretty tedious. But I'm happy today to tell you that everybody's doing good. Nobody is sick. Nobody, well, I still have to give meds for stuff, but nobody is actively sick or suffering today. And for that, I'm very grateful. Tony, how is little Kai doing? Yeah. He's doing good. He's still really like a baby. So,
well, he's 9 months now. And when I was on the phone with you a little while ago, I heard something because I said to you, he's doing something. He yeah. pulled a book off the shelf and was tearing the pages out.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. How he got up there, I don't know, but he did. And
well, you should provide more amusement for him so he doesn't get bored.
Oh, my God. I take a minute. There with me. We go to the grocery store. We go to Sam's Club. We go to my hairdresser. He goes everywhere. Poor QQ, you know, he's home waiting for us.
Oh.
I know. But I think she's really enjoying this.
It's somebody more her size. Your other dogs, when they were around, the dogs, you always had pretty big dogs. And this time, you've got teeny weeny little dogs, cute dogs, well, more her size. She's probably even a little bigger than him right now.
He is. He is bigger than he is and weighs more than he does. Yeah. But she doesn't realize that, so that's good.
She goes, look, I'm bigger than you. I could pop you one right in the nose and you'd never be able to get me back right.
Right, exactly. So, it's good she doesn't realize that. But no, all is good here.
Oh, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. And summer's coming. The cold weather's going to go away soon. Yahoo!
Well, I kind of like the cold. But now we've had 30 degree in snow, and then the next day we have 40 degree in rain. So we're going through that time now.
Yeah, that's the transition from winter to spring. It's very wet and messy.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what it is right now. So, Kai is going to go outside, and he just thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
Well, of course. He's getting a free shower, and the little snowflakes are probably fun on his tongue.
Yeah, and, he can't stay out long because he doesn't have the undercoat and he'll get hypothermia if he's out there too long. But
you had some below zero weather. You had below zero weather, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him go out. And he was
happy. Can't take the risk. Too much, too risky. Can't do it.
Can't do it, Kai. Uh-huh. So that's our update here. Not much.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go get Veronica. Why don't you say hello to everybody, and I'll get her over here.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Yeah, April's going through a calm period at the moment, knock on wood. And, I agree. She should be a vet tech. I mean... She knows more about it than I think half of the vet techs. But anyway, we got good questions today, and I encourage you to write in. innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER Whispers Radio. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Sally. If I am to believe I am the architect of my life and that I am the creator of my own future, how do I make amends for my past wrongfulness?
Well, first of all, everybody makes mistakes. There is no human on the planet that comes through completely squeaky clean without ever doing anything wrong. So you make amends by being aware of the mistakes you've made, owning them, and apologizing for them if that's part of, you know, if other people are part of your wrongfulness. You can't go through life expecting it to be perfect. And you are the creator of your life, but sometimes humans slip up a bit and make a choice that isn't in line with their growth. So we say what you do is you are aware, own it, and become a part of the healing of it. And while you're making amends, that means, like I say, let's say if you hurt somebody, you make amends to that. You try to make it up to them in some way so to balance out the energy between you. If you can't do that, then you carry it with you in your heart and say that, you know, I am seeking forgiveness for this, and I hope that I receive it from the universe. It is your change of action that will make amends. It will be your mindfulness about the mistakes you make and realizing, okay, I made a mistake. I just have to rectify it. That's how you do it, one mistake at a time. You can't go through life and not make them. Because let's face it, linear reality is a tough space, very tough. So it's more than likely that most of you are going to make a lot of mistakes and doing a lot of things that aren't exactly right, mostly wrong. But it is the awareness and how you treat it after the fact that will define you.
All right, our next question is coming from Martin. I was wondering if indeed one chooses his or her family, is the individual aware of DNA? I was wondering because of a terminal genetic disease, why would anyone pick that?
Well, you have to understand that you're thinking about that from your perspective. There are a lot of energies that come in that are healers. There's a lot of energies that have come in that are really, really advanced comparatively to most who are incarnate. Everyone knows everything on the other side coming in when they make their choice of parents. Being aware of DNA is one of them. And you might have picked an individual because they had the genetic disease in their family and there was opportunity for you to have the genetic disease and study it more closely. What better way to study a sickness than from the inside of it? And that's what a lot do. You, of course, are looking at this as just one little factor. It's all very interlaced and everything. But people do pick families or parents that have a genetic disease involved, knowing that they could get it, knowing that they maybe want to get it because they want to experience it. Older, more advanced souls pick those kinds of things. Younger souls tend not to, but older souls do.
All right, Judy would like to know, what would the world be like if everyone knew for sure there was no death?
It would probably be a little difficult. And that would be because the biological body does have a time stamp on it. And if you took that away, then you would be taking away a lot of other properties. And living, let's say, 200 or 300 years was the original intention. But due to sickness, bad choices, poor environment, people tend to die a little quicker than that. And it's not See, for one of our teachings, there is no death ever. It's transition is the word that should be used. But we understand, Judy, that you're saying this because there's a lot of people that say, well, what happens if nobody ever dies? We understand that. But it would not be the best choice, even though one would think it would be a good choice for everyone to stick around endlessly. But linear reality wasn't created to be an eternal moment. It was for you to learn lessons, to gain experience, and to expand your consciousness. You starting to use the word transition to a higher frequency is better than saying, oh, it's death and you're done and you know the body's gone. And your biological body is a mere costume. So that's what would happen. There would not be any good conclusion to there being no, quote, death. That's for sure.
Okay, our next question is coming from Paris. My husband died 2 months ago. At the time of his death, a dish went flying out of my hand. Found out later about his passing and noticed it was at the same time. Could this have been a message telling me he had died?
Yes, absolutely. Your father, or it was your husband, because your husband was a very advanced energy. He knew that he was passing, and you weren't immediately available, and you were very important to him. So on his way out, he used his energy to push on you. And in pushing on you, he caused your hand to release, and you dropped the dish. He wanted you to know that he was leaving, and he didn't have any other means to be able to do that. Once you get on the other side, you get a little more educated on the subject. But he was passing in that moment, and he wanted you to know. He said, I'm going. I'm out. And that was the only thing he had. So it was him. And we do think, because he appears to be very powerful here, we do think you'll hear from him again. He has to get acclimated to the eternal and put the linear in its place. But we do think you'll hear from him again. And what a beautiful parting note for you. He knew he was going, and you were the most important person to him. So he wanted you to know.
Okay. Well, that was our last question, Veronica. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.